When did you first meet Maestro Savalas?
Well, when he first came here, first as a guest conductor, and I had a pretty unique relationship with him because I'm second violinist in the Worcester String Quartet, and he performed with us 10 times, and I also played piano four-hand things with him 4 times. So I had really a very close association with him, and it was really one of the greatest experiences I've had in my life and career.
What was it like to play chamber music with him?
Well, I mean, he was the guy was not a fine pianist. He was a great pianist. I mean, it was just astonishing. He really had a virtuoso technique and how he kept that up through all of the conducting work that he did. I'll never forget that one of the first times the whole orchestra really heard him play, very early in his tenure here, there was a problem. There was some sort of a structural damage they discovered in the academy. And we moved down to the Forest Theater, I believe, for several, actually we were there for a few weeks of concerts. And one of the first things that we did, we had concerts and recording session with Emmanuel Ax, and he was doing the Strauss Burlesque. And one time in the recording session, Savalas sat down at the piano and started playing the piano solo part to the burlesque, which, I mean, is a very difficult. It was absolutely astonishing. I'll never forget. Manny Ax just stood there with his mouth practically dropped to the floor. Also, people that he accompanied a lot. He did a great deal of work with singers. Elizabeth Schwarzkopf, one of the greatest singers and one of the greatest leader singers of all time, mentioned somebody in an interview, asked her who her favorite accompanist was, and she mentioned 3, and Wolfgang Savalas was one of them. Always playing with him, I mean, he was just, he never tried to lord it over anybody or a group. I mean, he was just a wonderful, wonderful chamber music partner. One of the things I'll remember he said quite a few times, he really loved to play piano, and he said, the conducting is my job, but playing the piano is what I love.
Did you get to know him in a different way because you were playing these small ensembles?
I think so. Yeah, we became quite friendly. I mean, he was really just a very charming, very kind person, very approachable. The conversation with him was always pretty much always on music. He was not the least bit interested in any kind of small talk. He was not interested in gossip, anything like that, orchestra politics. He was so focused on music. I've been here now 40 years, and I've encountered a lot of musicians. I would probably go so far as to say that Wolfgang Savalas is the most impressive single musician I've ever met. Just virtually everything that he did with the orchestra, the range of music that he did, he never made mistakes. I mean, it's astonishing. And the different styles of music, he did virtually everything well. Working with him, the rehearsals, they were literally learning experiences.
Well, I also understand he was very forward-looking in terms of playing new music, trying new things, internet concerts. Mm-hmm. He was interested in taking the orchestra forward.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, anything that would, I think, bring the orchestra to greater publics and also just the way of bringing music to a bigger public. That was his thing in life. That's what he loved most.
My name is Kathy Reed. I'm a cellist with the orchestra, and I've known Maestro Savalas since before he became music director, when he was one of our regular guest conductors.
What are your strong impressions and memories of the man and the musician?
Well, I have impressions and a few stories as well, but my impressions are that he was indeed a musician's musician. He was completely dedicated to the music and giving 100% every concert. However, it never felt dictatorial. He was always a very collaborative individual, and one of the things he would always say is, "Ladies and gentlemen, help me, please," you know, and we would go on and then execute an idea that he was trying to achieve in rehearsal. He didn't bring agenda to the podium. He was completely focused on, "Ladies and gentlemen, let's do our best and just work in rehearsal towards achieving that goal. And these are my thoughts and my ideas, and please, let's work together to achieve those." And just the incredibly high level of musicianship that he brought. I do remember that after he left us, he was very, very famous for writing us letters and notes, like over the holidays and in January, that kind of thing. And he always said that his 10 years with us was the highlight of his career. And that meant so much to me personally, and I'm sure to him as well. I didn't have a personal relationship with him off stage, but I'm sure the people that played chamber music with him had that additional time to develop that kind of relationship. But he was always open and excited to discuss music with you. If you had heard a recording that excited you, or if you'd found an obscure piece of music that you felt that he had to listen to or had to hear, he was always open to that. He was just 24/7, ate, slept, and breathed music all the time, and that was just very inspiring. He could appear to be reserved, and he could appear to be a little bit intimidating at times, but underneath all of that, underneath the suit that he wore every day and that very proper appearance that he projected, he had an incredible love and dedication to this orchestra. And he may not always verbalize it, but you could tell, you could just tell with his facial expression, his gestures, and the involvement that he gave to this orchestra with every concert. It was always there.
My name is Rich Harlow. I'm the fourth chair cellist. And I knew the maestro for the 10 years, of course, he was music director, and also when he guest conducted us. Before then.
And right beneath the surface was an incredible warmth.
Oh, well, you could absolutely see that in his music making. The music, it was everything to him. The depth and the profoundness that he did. In fact, we respected and we loved him his entire 10 years that was with us. He had a honeymoon for his entire time. And we loved him mostly for his deep knowledge and respect of the music, and we always saw that.
Someone described him as a musician's musician. What does that mean?
Oh yeah, musician's musician. I mean, it's like a Bach is a composer's composer. I mean, he was the best of the best, and we were just so fortunate to have him. Every time that he conducted us, I think we always enjoyed it and considered it to be a great blessing that he was our music director.